The Gemara in Brachos on Yud Ches Amud Aleph says a famous memara about the difference between tzaddikim and rishayim. Says the Gemara, tzaddikim b'mitason kruim chayim. Tzaddikim, when they die, are called alive, and rishayim b'chayim kruim meisim. And wicked people in their lives are called dead. They're kruim meisim. So what does that mean? How is the Gemara defining life? How is the Gemara defining death? How is the Gemara defining tzaddik? How is the Gemara defining rasha? What do all of these things mean? So there's a particularly poignant Sfasemis in Parshas Tazria, where the Sfasemis deals with this Gemara and gives definitions for these terms. Those of you that remember some of the terminology that we've learned from the Maharal will find this phraseology, at least the terminology that he uses, very familiar. And we'll explain a little bit what this means. Says the Sfasemis, Ha'odam kolu me'elyonim v'tachtonim. A person is comprised of things above and things below. Right? Every person is comprised of things above and things below. If I were to ask you, what does that mean? You'd tell me, what does that mean? Guf and neshama. Guf and neshama. That's not the language that Sfasemis uses. Right? Guf and neshama, the Sfasemis does not use. The language that he uses here is Shem Chomer v'tzura. That's Maharal language. Chomer and Tzura. What is Chomer? And what's Tzura? Shape. Form. Right? Chomer and Tzura. The truth is, this is somewhat borrowed from Plato, some of this terminology. Chomer and Tzura, which we'll define as the following. The definition of a table is a table. What is a table? How would you define a table? Yeah, that's by its utility, right? You'd eat on it. You can sit on it. You can lie down on it. Yeah, it's something along the lines of it has a flat surface and supports underneath it to some degree. That is called a table, right? How many tables are there in the world? Infinite, theoretically, right? Meaning theoretically infinite, practically finite, right? Theoretically, you could make more and more. I mean, there would obviously be a finite amount of tables based on the available material in the universe to make tables. But, right, tables could be made out of any material, theoretically, at least any solid material. You could make a table out of pretty much any solid material, theoretically. But there is only one, the table. What's the table? Is the concept of the table that exists in people's minds, right? The philosophy of what a table is, the definition of table. Even if there would be zero tables in existence in the world, somebody would, there would be some, ban on tables, and somebody would destroy all of the tables in the world. Would the concept of a table still exist? Yes, tables would still exist. Practically, tables would not exist. In theory, tables would absolutely still exist. That theory, that thing called a table that exists in a person's mind, that is called the tzura of the table. The chomer of the table is the table. The table, that utilitarian purpose table, you can touch it, feel it, smell it, you know, sit on top of it, jump over it, whatever it might be. The physical table, that's the chomer of the table. The tzura of the table is the table in theory. Says the Sasemis, that's called elyonim and tachtonim, which means that every person is comprised of themselves in practice, and then there is themselves in theory. There is the theory of that self, the same as that there is a theory of the table. There's a theory, there is the non-physical thing that makes up you, that defines, that gives structure, format, function to who an individual is. That is called the tzura of an individual. What's the chomer of the individual? This, arms, legs, hands, right? Now, the truth is, and the doctors will tell you, that the chomer that a person is not consistent throughout their life. Meaning, every single one of us, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but basically none of the cells that we had when we were born, we still have. They're all dead. We have replaced those with other cells. They are not the same cells, but it's the same self. Ah, is how could it be? So that the chomer has changed. The chomer has changed. The tzura, the whatness of what an individual is, remains consistent. That's by way of introduction to this piece, and now you understand it. He says like this: Hachomer yochel lamus. The physical, the instance of the physical body of that tzura can die. You can burn a table. You can chop it up, right? You can turn it into paper. V'ilu ha'tzura kayemes l'olam. But the theory, the table in theory, exists forever. V'tachlis yiridus ha'neshama l'olam hazeh hi la'asos me'achomer tzura. The purpose of the neshama coming into this world is to take that which is in theory, the instance of Blumenthal, and turn that into Blumenthal in practice. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. He wants me to be whatever that tzura of Blumenthal is in theory, to create that in practice, to create that in reality.
I'm hungry.
You hungry? Okay, we're going to go in a minute, okay? Come take a seat. He says, V'zoi avodas ha-tzadikim. This is the avoda of the tzaddik, is to make themselves into something real in this world, to take the what I am in theory and put it into practice. He says, and therefore, even in death, they're still called alive. Why? Because that which is alive of a person is their theory. It's who they are, not their physical self, their self. Because what they do is they turn even their physical instance of themselves into part and parcel of that theory of who they are. They use that to develop, to increase, to make real that theory of being. Harem tamid chaim. And therefore, such a person is always alive, because the theory of who a person is never dies. That can never go away, because it is.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Rashi. The Rambam. But the truth is, any of our loved ones that have moved on to the next world, for as long as their tzura exists in our lives, they're very much alive in that way. He says, "Uchnevdan harashayim," and opposing this are harashayim, "Shemegashmim gamis atzura," that take that tzura, that take them in theory and turn it simply into a hedonistic desire of enjoying the pleasures of the body. They don't even exist in theory; they only exist in practice. Such a person, they take themselves in theory and make it only about what they are physically. They're already dead while they're still alive, because they don't exist in theory. They only exist in a physical entity. And that's called death, because that doesn't have chiyus, it doesn't have life. Because a person that is, all that it is a body, so a body does not have life, independent of itself. It doesn't have purpose. If the only purpose of the body is to be a body, so that's not called purpose. That's not called chiyus. So says the Sasemis, that's tzadikim even tosim kruin chayim, even when a tzadik dies, they still exist. But when a rasha dies, what does the world say? Baruch Hashem, they're dead. So it's over. It's gone.
Contemporary word is the culture.
Correct. That's what becomes of a person. And that's enough for tonight. Rav Chanan ben Akash ben Asol Kuzbar Chul Zaka Shal Ficha Afir Belem Tamis Shnei Ma Adonai Chvetzman Tzidka Yagdu Tar Yadu Kadosh Rabban. Amen.